Okay, so we've all been there, right? You're driving along and you realize your tires are looking a little, well, more than a little worse for wear. So what do you do?
You end up at the nearest tire shop, hoping for the best.
Exactly. You get the job done, maybe grab a cup of coffee while you wait, and then you're back on the road. It's not exactly the kind of place you'd expect to uncover a captivating story, right?
Not usually the first place that springs to mind.
But that's the beauty of a deep dive. You never know where it will lead. Today, we're turning our attention to a Tulsa institution, Robertson Tire.
Interesting. A local business with a story to tell. I'm intrigued.
Oh, there's more to them than meets the eye, trust me. We've gathered some excerpts from their website, and we're about to put on our detective hats to decode what makes them tick. From what we can tell, they've gone from a small shop to a recognized brand, and their online presence. Well, it's a bit of a mixed bag, but that's all part of the fun.
Sounds like we have our work cut out for us. Where should we start?
Let's begin with the basics, their About Us page. They lead with the classic family-owned and local declaration, which is always a good sign. But what really caught my eye was the date they proudly display. 1962. That's when they first opened their doors, a small shop near downtown Tulsa. Think about it, in 1962, Tulsa was a completely different world back then.
Wow. 1962. John Glenn had just orbited the Earth. The Jetsons had just debuted on TV.
Exactly. And here in Tulsa, Robertson Tire was just getting started. It blows my mind to think about all the changes they must have witnessed over the decades. The economic booms and busts, the shifts in population. Talk about weathering the storm.
It speaks volumes about their ability to adapt and resonate with the community, wouldn't you say? I mean, to not just survive, but thrive for over 6 decades. That takes something special.
Absolutely, and they know it. Their website even proudly proclaims them as a recognized retail brand. But you know what I find really interesting? It's how they choose to frame their values. They talk about excellent service, treating customers fairly, and inviting people to keep rolling with Robertson. Now, I know those might sound like your typical business buzzwords, but I'm curious what your take on them is. What are they trying to project with phrases like that?
You're right, those phrases are pretty standard. But that doesn't mean they're meaningless, right? It's like a mission statement, a carefully crafted glimpse into how Robertson Tire wants to be perceived.
Sort of like their ideal identity.
Exactly, like excellent service that suggests dedication to quality, maybe even a commitment to going the extra mile for the customer. And then you've got treating customers fairly, which hints at an ethical foundation, transparency, honesty, maybe even a rejection of those shady sales tactics some places try to pull.
And keep rolling with Robertson. That's brilliant. It's catchy, a little cheeky.
But also it speaks to building a relationship that lasts, turning one-time customers into lifelong patrons. It's about fostering loyalty, that feeling that you can trust them.
It's like they're saying, we're not just here to sell you tires, we're here to keep you safe on the road for years to come. Which of course leads us to the question, do their actions match their words?
Right. How do those aspirations translate into actual day-to-day operations? Do they back up those claims with guarantees? Do they walk the walk when it comes to fairness and transparency?
That's what we're about to find out as we delve a little deeper into the world of Robertson Tire. So we've established that Robertson Tire has been around the block a time or two, right? But what about their offerings? What are they actually bringing to the table in 2024?
Well, their name is on the sign, right? They're all about tires.
Sure, tires are their bread and butter, but looking at their website, it seems like they're not a one-trick pony. Not by a long shot.
You're right. It's not just about slapping on a new set of wheels and sending you on your way.
No, they've definitely branched out. They offer a whole range of automotive services for a variety of makes and models. We're talking everything from your basic oil change to more complex repairs. It's pretty impressive.
Smart move, really. Tulsa's a driving city, and people rely on their vehicles for all sorts of things. They're covering their bases by being a one-stop shop.
Makes sense. Now, speaking of tires, let's circle back to that for a moment. They have the big-name brands, of course. Michelin, BF Goodrich, Goodyear. You know, the usual suspects you'd find at any reputable shop. But then they also have what I'd call the more wallet-friendly options. Is there a strategy there, do you think?
Oh, absolutely. A tiered pricing structure like that is deliberate. Not everyone can shell out top dollar for a set of Michelins,
Right.
right? But they also want to cater to those who do want those premium brands and are willing to pay for them.
It's all about options.
Exactly. Appealing to different budgets, different priorities. Someone driving a brand new SUV might not think twice about those Michelins. Meanwhile, someone nursing an older car might be perfectly happy with a more affordable option.
And hey, maybe seeing those premium brands displayed alongside the others might even tempt some customers to splurge a little, right?
You know it.
Yeah.
It's like anything else. Strategic placement, appealing to a range of consumer desires. But there was something else that stood out to me on their website. They really emphasized their ASE-certified technicians.
Now, forgive my ignorance, but what exactly does that entail?
So ASE stands for Automotive Service Excellence, and basically it means their mechanics have gone through rigorous training and they've met these national standards for their skills. It's a big deal in the industry.
A mark of quality.
Precisely. By emphasizing this on their website, Robertson is sending a clear message. We don't just hire anyone. We have highly skilled professionals working here.
Building trust, right. Your car is in good hands with us.
Exactly. It all ties back to that whole excellent service philosophy we talked about. And it might even justify their pricing. Like, we might not be the cheapest, but you're paying for expertise.
Right. Expertise comes at a premium.
Okay, let's shift gears a bit and talk about their online presence. Specifically, they have this whole section dedicated to their locations. And let me tell you, they've got Tulsa covered. 14 locations. That's a pretty impressive reach for a local business.
That's quite a footprint. They're everywhere. Broken Arrow, Claremore, even out to Coweta. They've strategically planted themselves in every corner of the city. But it's not just about the quantity of locations. It's the way they present this information. They list each location separately with its own address, phone number, even a little blurb about the area. It feels very intentional.
Oh, it's incredibly savvy. They're playing the local SEO game. Think about it if you're in Bixby and you search tire shop near me, which Robertson Tire is more likely to pop up.
The one that's tailored its website to Bixby.
You got it. They're hyper-local in their approach, showing up on those specific searches. It's a reminder that in the digital age, you can't be complacent.
It's not just about having a website. It's about optimizing that website for the right audience. So they've got the locations covered, but there are these other little breadcrumbs scattered throughout their website. Things like RYNO, 4WD, no interest financing. What are we to make of those?
I love those. Each one is a little clue about the different customer segments they're trying to capture. Take RYNO 4WD, for example. They're clearly targeting a specific niche. They're your off-road enthusiasts, your truck owners.
Not just your average minivan driver.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
They're showing their versatility, their ability to cater to different needs. And then you've got no interest financing, which speaks to a different kind of customer, one who might be concerned about affordability.
It removes the barrier of entry.
Exactly. Making it easier for customers to say yes to those new tires, even if they don't have the cash on hand. But speaking of doing business in the digital age, I couldn't help but chuckle when I stumbled upon a bit of a relic on their website.
Ooh, Battelle.
Remember Google Plus?
Vaguely. Wasn't that a distant, slightly awkward relative of Facebook?
Something like that. Anyway, tucked away on their website is this little message. Google Plus not configured. It's like finding a rotary phone in their waiting room.
So what does that say about a business in 2024 that still has that hanging around? Is it endearing, a sign that they're hopelessly behind the times?
Well, it's definitely a humorous reminder that the digital world moves fast, and sometimes even established businesses can't keep up with every twist and turn.
It's like they threw a Google Plus party back in 2012 and forgot to take down the decorations.
Right. But you know, I kind of like it. It's a little dose of imperfection, makes them seem more, I don't know, human. Like they're more focused on serving the folks in Tulsa than they are about having a perfectly polished website.
I can get behind that. It's like that charming little shop downtown with the hand-painted sign that's a little bit crooked. But it does make you wonder, in today's world, how do businesses like Robertson Tire stay relevant? It's obviously not enough to just have a website anymore.
No, you've got to be adaptable. Businesses have to keep up with new technologies, new platforms, constantly refining their digital strategies. You have to know how people search for information these days and meet them where they are.
So it's less about chasing every flashy new trend and more about building a solid online presence that truly reflects your values and resonates with your audience.
Exactly. And let's not forget about the people who are already familiar with your business. It's about building a community around your brand, about making those customers feel valued.
Which, if you think about it, brings us right back to Keep Rolling with Robertson. They might not have the most cutting-edge website out there, but they definitely seem to understand the power of building relationships that last.
It's a good reminder that sometimes the simplest strategies are the most effective, focusing on the human element, on those genuine connections. That's what really matters.
Well said. So, as we wrap up our deep dive into Robertson Tire, what are the key takeaways? We've covered a lot of ground here, everything from tires to Tulsa history, online marketing to Google Plus nostalgia. What should stick with our listeners?
I think the biggest thing to remember is that even the businesses we might consider ordinary, the ones we encounter every day, can have fascinating stories to tell. We tend to think of tire shops as purely transactional, but Robertson Tire, they've been a part of Tulsa's fabric for over six decades, adapting, evolving, and even holding on to a few digital relics along the way. But through it all, they're still a local, family-owned business trying to serve their community. And that's something worth appreciating.
Absolutely. It's a good reminder that the next time you're deciding between a familiar face and a flashy new storefront, between a local business with a history and a big box store with endless options, maybe take a moment to consider the value of experience, of community connection, and hey, maybe even a little bit of digital quirkiness. Because behind every business, there's a story. And you never know, those stories might just teach us a thing or two about our own journeys, our communities, and the world around us.
That's the magic of a deep dive, isn't it? You never know where it's going to take you.
And on that note, we're wrapping up our exploration of Robertson Tire. We hope this deep dive has given you a fresh perspective on this Tulsa institution. But it doesn't end here. We want to hear from you. What local gems have you discovered in your community? Share your thoughts with us on social media. Until next time, keep exploring, keep asking questions, and keep those wheels turning.